This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Police raided a home in suburban Sydney, Australia this afternoon. It's mere coincidence, they say, that the homeowner, a guy by the name of Craig Wright, was named in a pair of prominent tech publications as probably, they're pretty sure, the creator of Bitcoin. The qualifiers are because we have yet to find out who the near legendary and pseudonymous founder of the cryptocurrency, Satoshi Nakamoto, he goes by. We have yet to find out who he really is. Sam Biddle co-wrote the story for Gizmodo. Sam, it's good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
How sure are you, after all the forensics that you guys have done, how sure are you that Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto?
I am sure that this is the most compelling case for Satoshi Nakamoto's identity ever published.
Ever. There have been others. I mean, Newsweek had a big thing in the New York Times. I mean, you know.
There have been others. And the other ones have been, you know, varying from very good to minorly disastrous. Mm-hmm. I think that ours has the most evidence. That said, I do not claim to have this nailed 100%. We're talking about a mythical persona.
Why does it matter that we find out who Satoshi Nakamoto actually is?
Because we all want to know. It's natural to pursue any great mystery, especially when it's the identity of someone who, in any other world, would have stepped forward years ago to accept the universal mm-hmm. praise and awards and generous speaking gigs that this would come with. You know, whatever you think of Bitcoin, be it, you know, that it's trivial or that it's brilliant in the future, it is an incredible piece of software. And whoever made it, or whichever people made it, would be heroes in the field. And so it's bizarre that they would remain completely anonymous. That's never happened before. I mean, you know, Mark Zuckerberg goes to the fanciest parties in the world because he created Facebook.
One of the things, one of the matching data points, I guess, that exists between Craig Wright and Satoshi Nakamoto is a huge stash of Bitcoin, apparently, that are sitting there in a trust, and it's a long, convoluted story, but it's 1 million Bitcoin, which today is like $410 million something worth. So there's huge amounts of money involved here.
That's right. If everything that we've looked at is accurate, he is an exceedingly wealthy man, only he is completely untouched and untapped. He would be sitting on, you know, the price of Bitcoin fluctuates, but sometimes it's as high as $500 million, sometimes, you know, maybe $300 million, but still a lot of dollars. And it's always been speculated that Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever he or she is sitting on a sum of that size.
It is not without possibility, you write, that Craig Wright has doctored things, shall we say, to make it appear that he is the founder of Bitcoin when maybe he wasn't.
Sure. We are dealing with digital evidence here, which is easier to doctor than anything else. We corroborated this evidence with people around the world, from Florida to the suburbs of Sydney, which makes me feel confident about it. That said, there is certainly the possibility that this is an extremely, exceedingly elaborate con. If it is a con perpetrated by Craig Wright, there are so many people in on it, and it has spanned so many years and locales that, to me, that would be more impressive than creating Bitcoin.
Are you among those who believe that Bitcoin is the wave of the financial future, that it could just render the global financial system obsolete as soon as we figure out how to deal with this thing?
I don't think that Bitcoin in its current form is the future. Maybe some form of digital currency could be the future someday. I mean, I wouldn't rule that out. But the ability of this open source software to bring the big banks and Western Union to their knees has, I think it's safe to say, not panned out. There was always an element of sci-fi William Gibson dreaming in the Bitcoin story, that people would throw down their credit cards and start using QR codes instead. And that hasn't come to pass. It's still, although it is used by millions of people around the world, it's not a failure. It is still very much a niche, and people are still using their credit cards and cash.
Yes, we are. Do you have any Bitcoin, by the way?
I do not. Ah. Both because it would be a conflict of interest, and because I do not, you can only spend it in like two places.
Sam Biddle is a reporter for Gizmodo. The piece is about maybe the guy who is Satoshi Nakamoto, the guy who founded Bitcoin. Sam, thanks very much.
My pleasure.